Well, the space station is a way of keeping human beings in space while we wait for our technology and our political will to advance to the point where we can actually start traveling with some ease to the moon and to the other planets. And the big experiment that's been going on is the fact we've had people living there continuously for 10 years, which means we have now this enormous amount of data of what happens to people when they live without gravity for a long period of time.
And not only, they're also carrying out experiments in the space station to see, for example, if we can grow plant life, et cetera, are they not?
There's that, and there's a number of other fascinating experiments involving microgravity and how it works on fluids, how you can mix fluids together. There's also some very nice long-term experiments on detecting dark matter and detecting other sorts of astronomical things, that it's nice to have a station in space to do it. But the really exciting thing is just having people there, and that's what makes it so special.
The data that they're actually collecting while they're there, besides the fact of actually having people there, is it of any use to scientists on terra firma, as they say, scientists such as yourself, astronomers such as yourself?
Oh, absolutely. There are a number of experiments that they've done on exposure of materials that are for a long period of time, and things that they've worked on how space actually affects materials. That's sort of direct connection to the work I do, wondering about meteorites and the materials we see on the surface of asteroids. So there's, you know, there are some marvelous connections. But really, we have to remember that we're doing this not just as Mr. Spock, not just as robots interested in science, but because it's part of the human adventure. It's what makes us different from, you know, a well-fed cow or from a computer. It's that human adventure that makes us get up in the morning and want to do this stuff.
This is something that Benedict XVI has often spoken about when he addresses the scientific world.
That's true. You've got to remember that doing science is a very human thing. It reflects part of the human soul. I think it's part of the image and likeness of God that we're reflecting, to be involved in understanding God's universe and to be creative in the way that we interact with it. One of the great things Benedict has also pointed out, which I think is fascinating to remember, is that there was a pope who was an astronomer 1,000 years ago, Pope Sylvester II. And, you know, he introduced all sorts of marvelous astronomical instruments from the Arab world. So there's a long tradition of popes and the church being interested in astronomy.
Needless to say, it's not very many, shall we say, church leaders who actually have their own astronomers resident in their garden, such as is the case there in Castel Gandolfo, where you have the Specula, the Vatican Observatory. The headquarters is based within the gardens or the grounds of Castel Gandolfo.
And not only that, but our telescopes are literally on the roof of the Pope's summer palace. You know, it's a quite literal case where the church is really supporting astronomy. The building is supporting our telescopes.
You yourself said there when we were speaking before that you've met one of the astronomers who's actually present in the space station and will be there when the Pope links up live Saturday.
That's right. I was on television in the Italian Sat Due Mille network, which is run by the bishops in Italy, with Roberto Vittori, and we had a marvelous time chatting back then. This was about 5 years ago. They were interviewing us about the typical, you know, life in outer space and could there be aliens and that kind of nonsense. Which, of course, maybe there is, maybe there isn't. That's part of the fun of it all. But he was charming and wonderful, and I was very envious of how fluent he was in English because I was stumbling in Italian for that entire interview.
Did you never have the yearning yourself to be an astronaut, to go into space?
Oh, when I was a kid, I was afraid of heights. But I'll tell you, if I ever had the chance, I would jump in a moment.